Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband?
Wife?
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Well, Nehemiah...
Was
started
a crybaby.
And it started, yeah, and it started a lot like the Ezra because he was just like crying about everything they're doing wrong and praying to God.
We
like,
suck so goddamn much.
Yeah.
And you're so goddamn awesome.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was basically it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's first person.
Yeah.
Nehemiah's telling this story.
Even though
or
it might be Ezra, but
right?
Whatever. Like, I don't know.
The author of Nehemiah might have borrowed from Ezra.
Something. Yeah.
Can know anymore.
I don't either. It's all a bunch of gobbledygook.
It's silly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that was Nehemiah chapter 1.
Not first Nehemiah.
No, man, I struggle with that.
Me too.
Yeah. And then today we're going to be doing
Nehemiah chapter 2.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, ready? We are going to do Nehemiah chapter 2.
Are we?
We are.
What we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it now.
You're reading it?
I'm going to read it.
Okay, read it.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot what we were doing, so then I was like, okay, ready?
We already did the okay, ready bit before we started.
I know. Sorry. You know, Sorry. Right. All right. I'm going to read Nehemiah chapter 2 now.
You do that.
I'm going to. In the month of Nisan.
Nisan?
I don't remember what month that is.
Feels like a good place for a Nisan ad.
You're an idiot. No? Like, that was so fucking obvious that.
Yeah, like, it was. It was like, bad.
So on the nose.
I mean, because, yeah, Nisan.
It's like if somebody said pumpkins and you were like, and seems now.
Like a good place for pumpkin ad.
Yeah. Like, what?
Right. Yeah. No, I should have come up with a better joke there.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work on that.
You will.
Yeah. I'll read up on Nissan jokes.
Please don't.
No?
Please don't. Mm. Yeah. I don't care about cars. So in the month of Nissan, not the car.
Yeah.
In the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I, Nehemiah, took the wine and gave it to the king.
Mm.
I had not been sad in his presence before, so the king asked me, why so sad? Just kidding. That's what Joker said. Why does your face look so fucking sad when you are not ill, dumbass? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. Mm. That's what the king said.
Yeah, right.
I, Nehemiah, was very much afraid. But I, Nehemiah, said to the king, may the king live forever.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you're in front of a king that you're worried about killing you.
Yeah, please don't kill me. Like, you're awesome. Right? Hope you live forever. Live long and prosper. But wait,
this king would kill you for being sad?
I don't know. He's asking why you so sad.
That's rough.
Why so serious? Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?
Yeah.
Kill it with fire. The king said to me, Nehemiah, what is it you want, motherfucker? Then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me back to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried so that I can rebuild it.
I thought that's what Ezra was doing.
I thought that already fucking happened.
Right?
See, these are out of order, FYI.
Okay.
Like, some of what we read will take part in what happened in Ezra. Okay. Like, I know when we get to the book of Esther... After this, I think, her story takes place during one of the Ezra or Nehemiah things.
At some point when we do a Q&A, I'm going to want some timeline. Like,
When was Ezra?
When was Nehemiah? Because it sounds very similar in the story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So.
Then the king, with the queen sitting right behind him, or beside him, not behind him,
right.
Beside him.
Yeah.
Asked me, well, but how long will your journey take and when will you get back? Which I don't know why the king fucking cared.
Right.
Is he
pals? I mean, he needs somebody to bring him his wine, so.
Maybe he's pals with that cupbearer, Nehemiah.
Yeah, except for the cupbearer, Nehemiah, is worried about the king killing him for being sad. So
right.
Doesn't sound like a real good pal.
Right, except that nobody carried that cup like Nehemiah did.
I guess. He was a good cup carrier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It pleased the king to send me, Nehemiah, so I set a time. I, Nehemiah, also said to him, if it pleases the king... May I have letters to the governors of Trans-Euphrates so that they will provide me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah? And may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the royal park, so he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall and for the residence I occupy?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I need all the paperwork, man.
Do you mind writing me a receipt that tells all these motherfuckers to give me whatever the fuck I want? That would be awesome. Thanks.
I don't understand what a important Israelite is doing bringing wine to a king who then needs paperwork
right?
to go home to fix things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is God's bidding. What's with all the paperwork and bullshit? Like, God just, like,
this is how get you God home? Works. God is getting him home.
I mean,
via paperwork.
I guess.
And because the gracious hand of my God was on me, Nehemiah, the king granted my requests.
That's why.
I mean, that's pretty fucking brazen. Would you just walk up to a king and be like, here's your wine. And also, the reason that I look sad is because I want to go home. So would you mind setting that up for me? And also, could you tell those fuckers over there to give me some wood so I can build my house?
Yeah.
Oh, but actually, I need you to write down that I get lots of wood because not only my house, but I need to build. Let me think. Hold on. I also got to build a temple. Hold on. I got to build a couple other things. Anyways, but
he had prayed to God. He had prayed to God, so God must have told him that, God, that this dude would, like, give him the shit, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be what happened. Okay. Although they didn't disclose that.
Right.
He just prayed.
Yeah.
And
like, right on the spot? Or, like...
That's what it made it sound like, right?
Right? Like, did you just, like, can you drop imagine a
the
meal?
King, the king or? And the queen are like, what's he doing?
He just
stopped talking.
Like, he's like this. The guy took a knee and he, like, raised a finger in the air and he's like, hang on.
I don't have my wine yet, man. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Or maybe he did have his wine and that's why he was so amenable.
Maybe that's why he sent him. Maybe he's like, this guy is not a good cupbearer.
I need
to get a new cupbearer.
Every time he brings me wine, he has to stop and take a knee.
Like, I was going to kill him, but he's like, he wants to go. So I'm like, well, okay.
Whatever. And take your pals with you. Yeah,
here's your paperwork.
And your little dog, too. So I, Nehemiah, went to the governors of Trans-Euphrates and gave them the king's letters. The king had also sent army officers and cavalry with me.
Wow.
That's my fucking receipts right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about this, they were very much disturbed that someone had come to promote the welfare of the Israelites. No doubt.
Yeah.
They were like, excuse you, the fuck is this? And he's like about to tell off this Israelite, right? But then the guards are like, no.
He's got the paperwork.
The king said it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But the king said, just help him.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
So I, Nehemiah, went to Jerusalem. And after staying there 3 days, I, Nehemiah, set out during the night with a few others. We went out.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a barley party.
Mm.
I, Nehemiah, had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mounts with me, except the one I, Nehemiah, was riding on. By night...
They sent cavalry with him.
I know.
Okay. Wait,
what?
All
right. I'm confused. By night, I, Nehemiah, went out through the valley gate toward the jackal. You know the jackal?
Oh, yeah.
The jackal well, actually. I'm sorry. The jackal well.
Got it.
And the dung gate.
The dung gate, huh?
You know the gate where they toss all the dung?
The gate's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. That's the gate that we talked about cow patties, remember?
Got it, yeah.
Examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire.
Mm.
Then I, Nehemiah, moved on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool. But there was not enough room for my mount to get through. So I, Nehemiah, went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Why did he go by night? That seems a really dumb...
Yeah, you can't examine very well at night.
Like, you can't see. Why don't you go during the day and then you could actually look at it? Right, it seems like
that'd be a lot smarter.
I don't understand. Finally, I, Nehemiah, turned back and re-entered through the valley gate. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing because as yet, I, Nehemiah, had said nothing to the Jews or the priests or nobles or officials or any others who would be doing the work.
Do you think they really gave a shit?
Probably not.
Like, some random dude just comes in your town like, I don't give a fuck, man. Do what you do, man.
There's like 20 guys and you're among them.
Right.
Fuck cares.
Yeah.
I don't see you.
Right.
Like, whatever. Then I, Nehemiah, said to them, you see the trouble we are in? Jerusalem lies in ruins and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and we will no longer be in disgrace. Boom.
Yeah.
I, Nehemiah, also told them about the gracious hand of God on me and what the king had said to me. Oh, but let me just interrupt myself for a minute because guess what?
What?
God has his hand on me. Did you know it?
Does he?
Yeah. And also he told me to tell you that I need to have Fazoli's for dinner tomorrow night.
No.
But God told me.
I don't care.
But God said.
God can eat a dick.
God wants me to have Fazoli's.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, you do not have the hand of God on you, so
no,
you will feel his wrath.
Okay.
And
I welcome it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, let's continue this Bible reading. They replied, let us start rebuilding. Whee! So they began this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard about it, They mocked and ridiculed us. You fools. You're ugly and your nose is big. You guys stink. You smell like butt. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay.
What is this you are doing? They asked. Are you rebelling against the king?
Didn't they have the king's blessing?
I, Nehemiah, answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, motherfucker, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. The end.
This sounds exactly like the story of Ezra. Because, right? Like, it's the people that, remember they went and tattled? And, like, this sounds like the same fucking story.
Well, this is the personal version of it.
Okay.
Like, before they were like, Ezra did some things and those things happened over there, but blah, blah, blah. This is, like, first person, like, telling us as it happened.
Right, but why was the other guy Ezra and this guy's Nehemiah?
Because Ezra was letting us know a thing that happened, and Nehemiah is either borrowing from that and then giving us a personal example.
Okay.
Or he's, like, embellishing the story, and they're trying to, like, make it more...
But it is copied story.
Yeah, definitely. And
it's the same fucking story. Yeah, definitely. So far, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I didn't... There's a lot of fucking doubles in the Bible.
There is. This one doesn't bother me, though, because it's like if I said... did you know that in 2020 there was a pandemic, and then I told you a story about a pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. And then you read the Stephen King book, The Stand, and you were like, my wife already told this story. Well, excuse me, but the story that I told was generic and like wasn't a story. It was like a paragraph, whereas, you know, the Stephen King novel is like 5 million pages long. But that's not the way it
went, though. Ezra was literally the one that went and traveled from...
But
no.
He told the it was not as detailed. He just gave you the overview.
Okay.
Nehemiah is saying, this happened to me. I was there.
I thought that's the way I went in Ezra, kind of, too.
No, no, no.
All right.
No, no, no.
All right.
You are mistaken.
Okay.
You're conflating. You're conflating somebody telling you about something with somebody who was actually there and did it.
I mean, this is a first-person account. I get that. But they were talking about Ezra and Ezra doing the same exact fucking things.
It's different.
Okay.
It feels different to me.
Doesn't to me.
Well, I'm sorry it doesn't feel different to you. It
feels damn same to me.
Well, it is boring either way. I'll give you that.
All right. Well, that was Nehemiah chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back tomorrow with...
Nehemiah chapter 3.
We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.